Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, luckily for a lot of folks around the country, the cold snap is over, and they're going to start thawing out, warming up. Some places I hear there's going to be like an 80-degree shift in what they had.
What?
Yeah, just like, you know, the extremes going from one to the other. There'll be like 80 degrees difference in some places around the country than they were just a couple days ago.
Damn.
And the town of Hell, Michigan, well, you know what, Steve? It actually froze over.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it did.
Here we go with the jokes.
Yeah, it's 50 miles west of Detroit. And a reporter actually did do a report about how, hey, everybody, hell froze over. He talked to a bunch of locals at a bar about this event. Yeah.
I am so going to hell to find out how cold it is there today.
I'm standing on one of the lakes in hell. So, yeah, not only is it a cold day in hell, hell has frozen over.
It's a brutal day in hell. It's colder than hell.
Must be the Lions are in the Super Bowl because hell's froze over.
Our Wi-Fi password is go to hell. So when people ask, what's your Wi-Fi? Go to hell.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go. How about that? Hell froze over.
I'm glad that you shared. Well, hey, what's the ending from the last four digits of your social security, too, while we're at it?
Yeah. That's awesome.
This is my password.
It's just nuts, man. I mean, how cold it was. Just insane. And, you know, a lot of folks, you know, you always got those folks that when things are extreme, when it comes to weather, they're not going to leave their house. They're going to stay where they are. They're still going to go outside. And that happened in Michigan as well. It wasn't in hell, but it was somewhere else where this 82-year-old woman had been using a snowblower to clear her neighbor's driveway this week, even though her children and grandchildren said, would you please stay inside, Grandma? You're 82. It's wicked cold. But she says, you know what, man? I like using my snowblower. Reminds me of riding my Harley. And she loves being outdoors.
I was waiting for the snow. I think the engine sounds like my Harley, maybe. Because it's even colder than it was yesterday. They think I'm crazy. Yeah, no, I like being outdoors. Big warm gloves. That's how it's done.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a picture of her. She's just rocking this big pink coat. And yeah. Apparently she says they call her the self-proclaimed tough old broad.
Yeah.
So at some point she referred to herself as a tough old broad.
I love this lady so much.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She'd adopt me.
She's got a great laugh, too.
Yeah, she does. And, you know, the tough old broad, yeah, I mean, you're not going to keep her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're showing.
It's her on her Harley.
Oh, that's her on her Harley?
Yes, and her dog.
And she's got a little thing for her dog?
Yes.
Wow. Aww. She's pretty awesome.
That's badass.
This woman rules.
And she's doing that at 82.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought she was done riding the Harley. I figured, she's reminiscing about her old days.
That's what I thought, too.
She's still riding the Harley with her dog.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a sweet rig, too. Look at that, man. And, yeah, the dog's got the sidecar. That is 82. Good for her. She is a tough old broad. Good
I
for
want her.
Her
as my grandma, too.
Yeah, she is.
Plus, she's not going to ask you to do the snow. Like, she'll do it herself.
Yeah, she was doing a neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a riding snowblower, either. That was like, she's pushing that bad boy.
Well, yeah, that's what tough old broads do, BJ.
I know, the TOBs. Who knew? Good for
her. I
didn't
know you could ride your Harley with your dog in that little cab. That's pretty cool.
You want one now?
Oh, no, I'm not. No. I mean, I would love to ride a motorcycle, but that's not safe for me.
Yeah. Wow. Good old grandma. Good for you.
Although that'd be pretty awesome if it was just me and Lulu, and Lulu's got her own little thing.
Yeah, like, she has those little goggles.
Oh, hell yeah, she would.
That'd be fantastic.
And then it'll be like, you know, airbrushed on the side of the cab says Warrior Princess.
Oh, please, yeah. Please do that. Even just for a photo shoot.
Maybe I'll just do it on my Jeep.
Why not?
Even better.
On the passenger door, yeah. It just says Warrior Princess.
Okay.
Well, which would embarrass my wife whenever she's sitting shotgun.
That's true.
She'd probably always sit in the back seat because of that.
I don't know if that's as cool as a sidecar. I think you need a sidecar, dude.
Sidecar would be way more cool.
When I lived in California, I had a beach cruiser, and I bought a little basket for my little Yorkie, and I put him in there. He got motion sickness and threw up all over my bike.
Nope. That's almost, you know, and again, that's not as cool as a Harley with a sidecar, but it's getting closer.
Big
you and Steve together,
one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had thought about the throw-up situation, so let's make sure that she's downwind, you know? Or be able to so that that way it doesn't get all over you like Danny.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are so many people that make TV shows that so much, and I know some folks actually that made a cool show, a show about witches, and you know what you have to go through to try to get. Well, listen, the witches shows have been pretty popular.
Yeah.
And they made one, and it's not easy to get it pitched to people.
Uh huh.
So.
Just, I didn't expect this morning to be like, I know some people that made a show about witches.
I do.
That's all.
I even contributed. I helped to hopefully help try to get that done. But so far, they're still pitching.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I know some people that made a movie about goblins.
Did you help?
I don't really know. Okay. Just trying to one up you.
Do they ride in a sidecar? Is that what they?
What's the name of the show?
I think it's Tabitha.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the name of the show, Tabitha. That's all I know.
I would have went with Witch, You Crazy.
Oh,
that's good.
I actually kind of like that. Witch, You Crazy.
See?
Sometimes it's all in the name.
Yeah, Tabitha.
Yeah.
You got something that maybe in parentheses.
Yeah, Tabitha, Witch, You Crazy. All right, you know what? Next time those folks will reach out to me, I'll say, hey, I think we got the reason why. You know, maybe the pitches will
go
better.
So we have Sabrina that's a witch. Now we have Tabitha that's a witch?
That's what they want, yeah. It looked like it was a good show, you know, a good pilot that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they are pitching it around. But that's the point is, like, you know, there's so much television out there. And yet CBS, they have just ordered a show. And it's a pilot of a drama called Frankenstein. But it's not what you think it is, because you think it'd be like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, and then they're going to go, oh, we're going to have, what, another miniseries or whatever, and the whole idea of him being created. No, it's about a San Francisco homicide detective who's killed in the line of duty, then mysteriously brought back to life, and he's going to solve crimes.
Yeah!
And Frankenstein is going to be a crime
solver.
Can
it be more of a comedy than a drama? Where you have, like, that old school Frankenstein, the green face with, the bolts in his neck.
Oh, like Herman Munster.
Right. And then whenever something goes down, they're like, crap, we can't figure it out. Call Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh, I'm Frankenstein.
So, yeah, he's...
interrogates people.
He's been resurrected from the dead, Steve, and he and his wife try to get on with their lives, and they come to discover the man behind his resurrection, and, hey, guess who it is? It's Dr. Victor Frankenstein,
I feel like they're going to try and make it all serious.
Yeah.
It won't be fun. If you're going to have a crime, a drama about Frankenstein solving crimes, and you don't have it be funny, what's the point?
Well, Rev is going to dig the people behind it. It's the guys that made Burn Notice, Rev.
Oh, Burn Notice was so good.
And Elementary is a pretty decent show. People dig that show.
I haven't seen either.
Oh, Burn Notice is a fun show.
Burn Notice is really good. It's got Jeffrey Donovan and Bruce Campbell in it.
And my wife actually has been binging that, Rev. She just found it like about 3 months ago. And she goes, have you heard of this show?
There's like seven seasons or something ridiculous.
She's happy. Like, she's so happy she's got seven seasons of a show that she really, really likes. And it is a fun show. And actually, it feels like a show that Steve and his wife would love, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it's set in present day. It's in Miami. It has spies.
It's not gory.
It's not gory. It's fun. It's a little more lighthearted, but
it's not filthy.
All right, so you got me on that part.
And he's kind of like a MacGyver.
Yeah. Is it like new MacGyver or old MacGyver?
More like, I haven't seen new MacGyver.
He's like Spy Guyver.
Okay.
I'm going to call him that because he knows stuff that, like, anybody in, who spies would know. Like, you know, when he narrates stuff and he says, here's how all these systems work. And you just know this guy has really just been involved in all sorts of operations because he knows stuff, you know, where. So he'll tell you, well, you know, the consulate works like this. You know, they'll have like 25 guards. And he's like narrating the whole thing, at least the ones I've seen. Red's seen all of them.
I've checked out. Yeah, I'm not going to watch.
You're not a big fan of the guy?
Already done.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm waiting for Frankenstein to solve crimes.
I really work so hard to find shows for you and your wife. I'm trying to find a sidecar for Lulu. I'm really trying to improve your life.
I appreciate it. Don't think it hasn't gone unnoticed, BJ.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Well, like, the Dracula help him out when he's solving crimes?
Yeah.
And, like, they really need help to get the werewolf?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they should have fun with this.
Yeah, they should.
Make it absurd.
You see, the thing is, though, your taste in television, I don't think is going to really do a lot for mass America.
That's a good point. Most shows that we like get canceled.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, here's some interesting news. The front man of a very popular Seattle band, you know, he uses his VMA award as a doorstop. And that's not the coolest thing. He's got a secret passageway in his home. That's really cool.
And this song's a good clue to who we're talking about.
Yeah. Steve's got the news for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve in this room. Right now, here's Steve Migs with the news.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports. And hey, big day today. Happy National Bubblegum Day.
Yeah!
That's right. It's also National G.I. Joe Day. So chew your gum, play with gung-ho. Or gum-ho.
Gum-ho, nice. There you go.
Fun fact, I think you guys remember, as a kid, or as a teen, or around that time, I made a whorehouse, and I used all of my G.I. Joe action figures to be a part of that whorehouse.
Is that a fun fact I should really keep remembering?
Scarlet was the madam.
Okay. That's a really nice fun fact.
She was in charge of all the other whores.
Oh, was she really? Yes. Yeah, even gum-ho? Was she in charge of her?
Well, you know, sometimes.
Okay.
Talk about Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. You just listened to Pearl Jam a second ago. I thought this was kind of an interesting random tidbit of information about the frontman of Pearl Jam. Apparently, this woman, Lee Cacatee, she's from the band Pop Evil, went to Eddie Vedder's house recently. Lee is a guy, sorry, my bad. Gave him a tour. And one thing he'd noticed was where Eddie Vedder kept his VMA, his MTV Video Music Award. He had a broken moon man as a doorstop at his house.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I guess Lee's like, hey, that's kind of interesting. What are you doing? I've been up by your stairs. He goes, well, obviously, you know what I think of MTV.
Oh, boy.
Also, he said there was a secret passageway in the house.
Really?
And you access it by moving a book.
Yes.
That's fun.
How awesome is that?
That's totally what I want.
I already thought Eddie Vedder's awesome, but that just makes him even more awesome.
If you're a millionaire, that's, I feel like, you have to do that.
Yes.
It's like his own bat cave. It's awesome.
According to Lee, he says the passageway goes from a bedroom to the garage. And Eddie sometimes uses it to, quote, dodge the crazies.
What? Dodge the crazies?
Maybe he has a lot of house parties. And he needs to get away from some of the... He's probably talking about Stone Gossard. It's very rude that he's calling Stone a crazy.
It goes from your bedroom to your garage, so like your...
I don't know.
I'll be right back, guys. And they go, where did he go? To his bedroom. And then
he moves the book. And there goes Eddie.
Wow. That's, it's almost a panic room. It's sort of like a get the hell out room. But
maybe it's like when the doorbell rings. Sometimes I don't even want them to know that I'm home. You move the book, you go into the garage.
That's interesting.
That's pretty cool. I would love one of those.
Yeah.
But they need money to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, you do.
A little effort. If I ever was like looking for a house, I would probably buy the house that had that.
Had a secret passage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't as nice as the other house we were looking at. This guy could be dad of the year, BJ. He's a 14-year-old daughter in Florida. The daughter ordered a pizza to her neighbor's house on Wednesday and then stole the delivery guy's car so that she could go see her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Dad finds out about it. Dad's not happy. And he wasn't even happy because apparently they arrested her, which he thought was right. He wasn't happy that she only had to stay in jail for 4 hours as punishment for what she did. Here's Dad talking about it.
I woke up to a phone call that she ordered pizza and took off with her car. She just stole a piece of man's car. I send the cop text messages of her and her boyfriend talking about robbing people and all that. She needs an ass whipping. You damn right she does. That and jail.
Do you think she'll commit another crime?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. She's going to because there's nothing being done.
All right.
You know what? I'm with him. It's like, man... And they let her loose.
Yeah.
I mean, she's her and her boyfriend are idiots. I mean, and what about him? I hope he gets locked up.
I love how he's like, do you think she's going to do it again? He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. 4 hours behind bars? That's not enough.
No, it's not.
Well, here's the good news about that story. Apparently, the delivery driver gave the pizza to the responding deputies as a thank you for helping them get his car back.
Well, everybody wins on that one.
Yeah.
He gets his car back and they get pizza.
One guy that deserves to be behind bars and apparently is going to be behind bars for 10 days is this, I don't know who this guy is, maybe Vicky or Danny do. It's a 26-year-old by the name of Ryan Neihart. He's a self-proclaimed social media star. All right, apparently he's not that big of a star. Right. But I guess he thought it would be a funny video. He must be one of those idiots that does random stupid things on video.
Yeah.
He saw a guy dressed in one of those Minions costumes. So he decides to attack the guy and film it because he thinks that's hilarious.
That's, viral star.
The Minion, it was a 41-year-old guy. And in the video, it shows this social media star body slamming the Minion and then kicking him in the groin several times as two of his buddies watched.
Wow.
Well, the cops saw the video, tracked him down, and yep, 10 days behind bars.
That's all you get is 10 days for that?
I think he deserves 10 days of just getting kicked in the junk.
Yeah.
Every morning he wakes up, just gets kicked in the nuts.
Well, you know what? Seriously, him and Pizza Girl, just lock him away. I mean, really, we don't need these idiots in society, do we?
Do you see where he's popular? What, like, which social media platform?
No.
This guy's clearly not doing it right.
No. Well, you know what? Beating up 41-year-olds dressed as minions and kick them in the groin. I would like to think that America and the world, that's just not what they're really wanting to see virally spread.
Dude, how crazy is this? Last night, there was a basketball game going on between the San Antonio Spurs and the Brooklyn Nets, and they had to stop the game because of bats.
What?
Apparently, there are a bunch of bats that swooped down from the court. Everybody from the staff to the teams, they're all flying. They're like swinging towels at the bats, trying to get them away. The game day operations staffer went to the court with a net trying to contain the bats.
Wow.
And of course, while this is going on, the play-by-play guys are trying to, you know, call the game. So they had to stop calling the game, and they had to call the bat craziness that went down.
Five bats.
I don't even know how you tame this.
No.
It's one thing if you have one bat. How do you get five? How many are there? Are there five?
I count one bat and two bats and three bats.
Everyone's running away.
He's got the towel ready to go.
This is amazing.
Now, I got to ask you, are you nervous at all right now?
Why am I nervous?
Well, these bats could still come to us, Richard. They're pretty close.
Bats and black people don't really go hand in hand. So I don't think they're really messing with me.
I did not know that.
I'm assuming the person that said that's African American, and I've never heard that.
But don't go ahead and hand anything with me either.
Yeah.
The white dude, I don't like bats.
There's only one person I know that likes bats, and that's Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
That's it. And Robin tolerates him, but I'm not sure Robin's even a big bat fan.
Robin tolerates him because he's kissing Batman's ass.
Well, we don't want to get into that. That's what they're doing in the privacy of their own bat cave. All right. I'm a little upset at one of the announcers because I thought for sure he was going to do the count.
Oh, the
exactly.
He was kind of doing it.
He was starting it.
He goes,
one bat, two bats, three bats. There should have been a crash of lightning and everything. Everybody let me down on that. That's where it was going.
You know who's not letting us down is the Huskies in basketball. UW.
They are killing.
Oh, man. They won. The streak continues. 75-62 over USC last night. That's their 10th straight win.
Yeah.
And they're 9-0 in conference play.
Yeah.
Just the ninth team in the Pac-12 since the 78-79 season to reach 9-0 in conference play. They're hosting UCLA tomorrow. So good luck to them. Hopefully the winning streak continues.
Meanwhile, it's going to go in the other direction for the Cougs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. You guys going to watch it this Sunday.
Have you decided if you're watching it?
I don't know.
All right. So you're at least undecided. At first you weren't going to. Now you're undecided.
I'm planning on it. My brother is flying in today, coming all the way from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right.
Because we're going to see Kiss tomorrow night. It's a cool brother bonding thing. He was like, either I could go see him in Germany or I can go fly all the way to Seattle for a few days and see him with my brother. So he chose to do that. He's nuts because he's flying in today. He's leaving Sunday because he couldn't get much time off from the military.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know when he has to leave because it's hard to communicate because of the time difference in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, right.
So it's just been like, you know, everything takes like a day before we hear from each other. So I know when he's coming. I don't know when he's leaving. I just know he's leaving on Sunday. So he might be leaving during the Super Bowl. And if he is, I have to stop watching the Super Bowl. I got to drive him to the airport.
Oh, what a nice guy you are.
Well, what am I going to be like? Hey, take an Uber?
That's kind of what I do with my wife sometimes. I'm like, look, I got a game night, honey. You got to take an Uber.
See, I love the people that are important to me in my life.
That's nice. And is it going to be like the old days? You're going to go to Kiss. Your brother's going to like give you noogies and you know, all that.
Yes, I'm going to get a wedgie while we're watching Kiss.
I think that's fantastic.
I'm so pumped for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a show from what
Kiss
I understand.
Kiss at the Tacoma Dome. I don't know why I can't say that.
Yes.
So Super Bowl, 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. Patriots versus the Rams. You can watch it on CBS. Got to check out the video of our buddy Craig Gass, comedian Craig Gass. He, of course, was at Super Bowl Media Day and doing all the interviews, chatted with a bunch of the players, asking them ridiculous questions. The video is super fun. So apparently what Craig decided to do this year when he went to the Super Bowl Media Day is go on a mission to find out how he could get in shape in a couple of weeks by getting the advice of some of the players on the Patriots and the Rams. So I grabbed the clip of it. Here he is talking to Derek Rivers of the Rams, Adrian Waddle from the Patriots, and Todd Gurley, also of the Rams in that order, asking them what he can do to get in shape in the next 2 weeks.
Is there anything I can do for the next 2 weeks to look like you? What do I need to do for the next 2 weeks?
Zumba.
Zumba, and I can look like you?
Zumba.
What do I need to do in 2 weeks to get in shape?
Kegels, man.
Kegels?
You ain't heard of Kegels, bro? Just Google it, bro. Google it.
What can I do in 2 weeks to look more like you?
Nothing. Starve yourself.
And starve myself?
Starve yourself. Do you want to?
So. And then that was Todd Gurley right there telling him to starve himself.
You're done, buddy.
And then that was Adrian Waddle that suggested he do Kegels.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 52 degrees and rain, and we might see some snow on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And I'm flying into that. Although I think it's Sunday night into Monday morning. I think I'll be okay.
I think it'll be fine.
But the commute could be snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse.
What are you going to do about that, Steve, when snowpocalypse runs wild on you?
Well, we should just take the Monday off. That's what people want. They want it to be a national holiday.
It comes up every year.
Yeah,
and
let's do it.
I am surprised.
Brad, you don't even know why.
Well, I mean, there's sports going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 29% of people say the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
Only 29%?
Why
really?
Is it not 100%?
Yeah, who's arguing with this? Especially if we get an extra day. I mean, I don't know. If they don't take one of the other holidays away, it's an even bonus deal.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'd have to take one of the other ones away. But why not another holiday? What the heck?
40% said they're going to show up late on Monday. Mm.
It is a bit of a bummer. It is a giant fun day for people in the middle of, like, you know, crap town. It's the crap part of the season. I mean, what's one extra holiday? What's that a problem for?
It's kind of like the day after 4th of July when you have to work on July 5th.
Yeah.
But they'll give you July 4th off and you're just like, you know what? I'd rather July 5th off.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? A few days ago, we talked about that 911 dispatcher from Indiana that was helping a kid that called in with help for the math homework. And if you missed that call, here's how that went down.
911.
I had a really bad day and,
You had a bad day at school?
Yeah.
What happened at school that made you have a bad day?
Well, I just have tons of homework.
What subjects do you have homework in?
Math, and it's so hard.
What are you learning in math?
Fractions.
Is there a problem you want me to help you with?
Yeah. What's 3/4 plus 1/4?
So if you do 3/4.
Okay.
And then do plus 1/4.
Okay.
So what's 3 + 1?
4.
It would be over 4. 4/4 is what?
1.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry for calling you, but no, I really need help.
You're fine. We're always here to help.
They should just hire her as a math teacher.
I agree.
Well,
I mean, honestly, and of course, the audio went viral. And the dispatcher, her name is Antonia. They had her on Good Morning America yesterday.
Nice.
And Michael Strahan and Sarah Haynes rewarded Antonia's kindness with something really cool.
But we love your story so much.
Yes, we do.
That we decided to send you and your husband, who's here today, to the Super Bowl on Sunday.
We're going to provide you with flights. We got the hotel for you. Antonia, we just love this story. We really appreciate you being here.
How about that? Everyone's getting trips to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the janitor from the Rams, he's gotten hooked up with it as well.
The 911 lady, and you and I, nothing.
No, I might not even be watching it. I might be at the airport.
You might be at the airport for the Super Bowl.
That's because we can't do math.
That's a good point.
Well, honestly, like, if we knew math, maybe we'd go to the Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah, or if we could clean a toilet. One of the two.
No.
I clean toilets great.
Oh, do you really?
I'm a phenomenal toilet cleaner.
Well, I think maybe it's time for you to get a job with the L.A. Rams, because you know that they'll take you to the Super Bowl if you clean a good toilet.
Can you please put that on your business card?
Yeah. Steve Miggs, phenomenal toilet cleaner. Yeah.
Ask my wife.
That's my reference.
You know,
I only have her as a reference because it's only in my house that I do that. That's my major chore.
That's mine, too.
It is funny you bring it up, but I was actually at a swanky naval dinner in Jacksonville, Florida. And the admiral got up and asked who cleans the toilets on whatever boat or something.
Uh-huh.
So this guy sheepishly gets up, thinks he's going to get his ass reamed in front of everybody at this dinner. He's like, I can't believe this.
Right.
And the admiral went on and said, this guy's the star of the night. Brought him up, said, I have never seen the bathrooms more clean on any ship I've ever been on.
Wow.
And he was like the star of the night.
Did he give him Super Bowl tickets?
Did not get Super Bowl tickets.
Well,
I really
didn't like him enough.
Didn't like him enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That must be really cool when you get pinned. You know, it's a simple thing, just showing appreciation to somebody. But that's a guy that probably gets no appreciation for the things that he does. And here's a guy making a point at a big event.
Yeah.
You're awesome at cleaning toilets.
I saw a video recently where this one guy was at a restaurant and, like, it looks like his girlfriend was filming. He stands up and screams, who made this chicken? Like, out to the kitchen. The kitchen's just frozen. And everyone's just staring at this guy. He's like, because it's freaking delicious. Yeah. And then everyone just starts cheering. Because you're just used to people losing their minds for no reason, like something small, and it just to show appreciation, it's just that much better.
Imagine that. Steve will be there and say, who cleaned this toilet? Steve did.
Phenomenal toilet cleaner, Steve Miggs.
That's who did it. Well, yesterday, Mr. Toilet Man, phenomenal toilet cleaner.
And I use the wipes and everything.
Oh,
man.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Inside and out.
Wow.
Spotless. You're like a human bidet is what you are.
I would say you could eat off it, but that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
But it's clean as F.
Clean AF. There you go. Phenomenal toilet cleaner. You know what? So phenomenal that actually yesterday he got this one right.
Which office supply store had an ad campaign using the red easy button?
Staples.
Yes.
That was easy.
Yes.
I had one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because you're a phenomenal toilet cleaner. Of course you have one. You want a shot at beating Steve? Well, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Miggs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.